Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It just feels like everything was ripped away in one ball game there, man. I don't know how you make sense of everything that happened, but we'll start with the Jimmy injury. And Alex, he clearly just was not himself in the second half.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, man, the Heat, you know, all their problems this season arose once again in that game yesterday in the second half. You know, a tale of two halves this season for the Miami Heat. Just look at, you know, their three biggest games of the season down the stretch where they lose to Philadelphia at home. They lose to Indiana on the road, and then they lost to the Dallas Mavericks at home as well. And you're looking at a team where in the first half against Philly, they dominate, and then fourth quarter time comes and you go scoreless. 7 minutes in the fourth quarter, Philly comes back. They beat you on their home floor. Indiana, biggest game of the season on the road. You're down 22 points in the first half. You outscore Indy in the second half, but you were down 22 at one point in that game. And the same case against the Dallas Mavericks, where you get blown out in the first half. You make a really good run in the third. You bring it down to 8 points, but you were in that massive hole. And yesterday, you kind of saw the same issue with the Miami Heat, where they play an outstanding first half. They're up as many as 14 points, and they can't execute late. Injuries, once again, are the thing we're talking about after the game yesterday, and they get outscored in the second half. And, you lose to Nicholas Batum. I mean, I think that has, outside of the Jimmy Butler injury, that has to be the most frustrating part about last night, gentlemen, is that, you know, you go into the game, you're saying, hey, you got to contain Tyrese Maxey and you got to contain Joel Embiid. And at halftime, those two, they were combined 5 of 17. Mm-hmm. I mean, you executed your game plan to a T, but in the second half, what ends up happening, Nicholas Batum goes off. Guys, Nicholas Batum averages 5.5 points per game. And since the All-Star break, he's averaged less than 5 points per game. He's only scored in double figures 7 times this season. Think about that. Seven times this season.
I'm just telling you, Solana, I looked it up. He's a free agent. I think he fits perfectly into the Miami Heat culture.
Yeah, whatever. The only thing I could think of, Solana, is that, you know, when the Heat did their scouting report, you know, they put together that packet of all the players, they probably also didn't realize that Nicholas Batum was still in the league. Is that possible?
I don't think anybody did.
I don't think anybody did.
And the crazy part is that when Nicholas Batum was traded earlier this year, he was on the LA Clippers. When he was traded, there was a lot of conversation, and he admitted it, that he thought about retiring because he just wasn't sure about his role, where he was going to end up, and how he was going to fit in Philadelphia. And here you are, April 17th, today, April 18th, and Nicholas Batum could have potentially ended your season. I mean, that to me is the biggest gut punch. It's not that Joel Embiid went off. It's not that Tyrese Maxey played the game of his life. It's not that two stars or a superstar former MVP had their way with you. It's that you let, you know, a washed-up Nicholas Batum just go off on you yesterday, and he sparked all the momentum switching towards the Philadelphia 76ers last night. It's frustrating, man, because this Heat team all season long, we've kind of said, well, you got to see it through, right? You got to see how this team's going to perform in the postseason. Oh, they're back in the play-in tournament. All right, fine, but Jimmy Butler's going to will you. And first quarter, you're watching a Jimmy Butler who, I'm not saying he was, you know, set up to go for 50 last night, but you saw the way that he was playing defensively. Mm-hmm. He had so many steals. He was playing free safety yesterday, and the Miami Heat had 9 steals in the first half. They had 17 points off of turnovers in that first half. I mean, everything was set up. they position themselves in the driver's seat at halftime to really coast to a victory.
I mean, it felt like they were trying to coast last night.
And all of a sudden, you look up, and here come the Sixers. Caleb Martin misses two free throws. The whole stadium goes nuts because they're getting free chicken nuggets. And that's when the game changed. And Miami, again, guys, like the biggest issues all season long, late game execution. Last year, they played in almost a record number of clutch games, but they were excellent in those clutch minutes. This year, they're one of the worst teams in the fourth quarter in clutch minutes, in fourth quarter efficiency. And here we are again, you know, biggest game of the season. They couldn't beat a team with a really good record, which has been an issue all season. They haven't been able to execute or score and find their offense late in games. That was an issue again. And now you're looking at a situation, instead of playing the New York Knicks, who I think we all would have enjoyed playing in the first round.
Well, it would have been a quick series.
I'm with you.
We would have mocked the crap out of them when we sent them home.
By the way, we're getting a lot of Nick hate this morning here. They're like, you guys deserve this and everything. But I want to look at the second half.
We actually do. We didn't take regular season series.
I want to look at the second half of this game, Alex. And Tyler Hero took 27 shots. And it just felt like somebody had to do it. It's like, I don't want to give Tyler Hero, like, I don't want to give him a hard time today, because somebody had to step up and take those shots, because in the fourth quarter of that game yesterday, that's Jimmy Butler time. And he clearly was not able to do it, or he would have. So Tyler Hero, I thought, did the best he could, man. He stepped up, and he certainly tried to will him to a win. I know Batum got that late block on his game-tying three-point attempt, but, Tyler Hero did what he had to do last night. I think it's very fair to give him a hard time this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mixed about that take right there, because, look, Tyler Hero missed the postseason run last year, and a lot of this season was kind of him trying to prove to everybody, hey, I'm a legit starter in this league. I'm a legit star caliber player in this league. And I think his opportunity coming into that game yesterday when Jimmy Butler goes down is to prove that, yeah, I'm somebody you can rely on to go win you an important game. And I'm not saying Tyler Hero is not, but yesterday what the Sixers are doing, all right, is they're playing drop coverage. They're playing Joel Embiid, but packing the paint. I mean, they're forcing the Miami Heat to beat them from the outside. And when you have a healthy Jimmy Butler, you can offset that a little bit, because Jimmy's going to try to get to the line, which he did, by the way, got to the line quite a bit in that first half. But once he gets injured, your attacking threat is severely compromised. And you're just hoping that with the Bam Adebayo screens, it's enough to kind of create those pockets within the defense to go and try to get into that paint, try to get to the free throw line. But Miami, after taking quite a few free throws in that first half, you saw a real decline in that second half. So what does that do? It opens up the mid-range game and those three-point attempts from the team. And I thought the Heat, they hit enough threes yesterday to win that game, I thought. But when you look at Tyler Hero going 9 of 27, Danny, he didn't execute well enough yesterday. He had the opportunities. I thought, especially in that first half, a lot of the shots he was getting, he was getting to his spots. There were quality looks, efficient looks on that end. They just didn't go.
Now, that goes to a deeper subject, though, as far as whether this team can operate with Tyler Hero in the starting lineup. Because, again, this is another situation. Tyler Hero's a volume player. He has to have a certain amount of shots. And that's just part of his game. So, again, the Heat made that run without him last year.
Yeah.
So you could certainly make the argument that things flow a little bit differently when he's not in that lineup. But with no Jimmy, no Rozier, and I continue to say this, I don't know what you think about Bam. I think Bam is an exceptional player. I think overall he is a fantastic player. He's just not the kind of guy that you can, like Embiid, where you can just feed him the ball at the top of the key and just say, go do your thing and create. Bam's a great complementary offensive piece, but I don't think he's a guy where you can just feed him the rock.
Omar thinks differently because he doesn't understand basketball.
But
tell him what you said to me. If Bam is at the top, he said, these are his exact words, Bam isn't the type of player that you can consistently feed him the ball at the top of the key.
You think yesterday, Alex, you can give Bam the ball at the top of the key with Joel Embiid on him and they're defending
You didn't put the qualifiers on there.
Leave Joel Embiid out of it.
Can you put Bam at the top of the key against the Chicago Bulls in tomorrow's game and ask him to take 25 shots and have success?
If you're without Jimmy Butler, I mean, there's going to be a lot of that. If you're without Jimmy Butler and, you know, Bam Adebayo is taking 9 field goal attempts like he did last night, that's not a really good sign, okay? And I understand it last night. I don't blame Bam Adebayo for his lack of offensive production yesterday because, you know, they're packing the paint, literally. I mean, they're playing a style, the Sixers are, where they're sending bodies at Bam Adebayo, they're sending bodies at Jimmy Butler, they're double-teaming those guys. They're trying to force anybody else to beat you yesterday. And, you know, 9 field goal attempts, in my opinion, is not enough for a guy like Bam. I'm not saying that he's capable of going off like Joel Embiid where you kind of just give him the ball and Embiid's going to post somebody up or go isolation at the top of the key and go win you ball games. Look, Bam Adebayo, a lot of people just look at him as, you know, a great defensive player, but there's a reason why the dude's an all-star. There's a reason why the dude is going to be playing for Team USA in the Olympics. Yes, it's because he's excellent on the defensive end and he anchors everything over there, but he's shown you that there are games where he can take 20, 25 field goal attempts and score 25, 30 points, get the double-double that you need him to. He has a face-up game, and truthfully, guys, you know, it sounds crazy, but a lot of the actions that the Miami Heat generate, it's being triggered by Bam at the top of the key. So can he just go face-up? Can he, you know, be Joel Embiid? Can he be Nikola Jokic where everything is running through him? No, I don't think that's ideal, especially when you have Tyler Hero, especially when you have Jimmy Butler. A lot of the stuff he gets is getting downhill after a screen and roll. But the Heat do need him more involved in the offense. They do. There's no doubt about it. He can hit jumpers. He can hit fadeaway jumpers. He has the push shot around the rim. And once he gets down there, I mean, it's just a matter of force, and usually he wins those battles. But, yeah, I mean, yesterday you're kind of hoping that one of those two guys are going to step up because Jimmy Butler's down, and outside of a couple shots Tyler Hero hit late in the fourth quarter, he just missed too many shots yesterday. And Bam Adebayo wasn't put in those positions yesterday by the Heat offense, whether that was a lack of execution from the coaching staff or whether it was just a lack of execution from the players on the floor. You know, I look at that as an issue for the Miami Heat, and it's been an issue a lot of times this season. Bam, you know, his free throw attempts per game has been down pretty much every single month this season. Once we turned the calendar year from January to now, he was averaging around 5 free throw attempts, then 4, then 3, and that's kind of where it's been this season. So you have to wonder, you know, when the team's looking at the tape last night flying home, they're saying, how weren't we able to get more opportunities for Bam Adebayo? But it just goes back to my first point where that's a conversation you've had all season long. You've had the conversation all season long. How's Tyler Hero going to look in that starting lineup? Lack of continuity for this Heat team, and they're going to get one game to figure this out. But when you look at a situation without Jimmy Butler, and that's looking more and more likely, we're going to find out a little bit later today, hopefully by the time I'm on the air, whether or not he ended up, you know, hurting that MCL, Shams Charania reported last night, or if the MRI is going to be clean. It doesn't look like, with the way he was walking out of that stadium yesterday, he's going to be ready for a game tomorrow at 7 p.m. This game is going to have to be won in that pick and roll between Tyler and Bam Adebayo. And if those guys aren't shooting the ball efficiently, if Bam is 5 of 9 in that game for just 10 points, you saw what the Bulls did last night. You saw Coby White go off for 40 points. You know DeMar DeRozan's capable of scoring the basketball as well. Where are those points going to come from? I don't know if we can sign Nicholas Batum to a one-day contract so he can come in and make some three-pointers for us. But the reality is, hey, you need those guys to score more points because the Heat yesterday only scoring 104 points, it's just not going to be enough against pretty much any team the rest of the way starting tomorrow with the Chicago Bulls.
That's crazy, man. To go from the excitement of getting into this thing and to dealing with this stuff with Jimmy. And you're right. We've talked about the Jimmy thing all morning. We don't see a scenario where the MRI is just tells him he's all good, and you know he's going to miraculously play tomorrow night. Seems like a stretch. And then even with that, Alex, now here's the other issue, is you got the Celtics just sitting there waiting for you, and the Celtics have been the most consistent team probably in the NBA all season. You could certainly make the case, and that's an improved roster in Boston from what they had last year. And you would, theoretically, you would think going to that series without Jimmy for probably, at least the first couple of games. Again, you have to think, judging by the way he was in that game last night, that he is going to miss a little bit of time.
Yeah, for sure. If it is a sprained MCL, if it's a torn MCL, well, his season's done. If it's a sprained MCL, minimum, right? You're looking at 3 to 4 weeks anyways. It's a brutal situation. I thought the Heat had it made yesterday where they could go into Philadelphia. It's a tough situation, but they can go into Philadelphia. They can beat a Sixers team that, clearly Joel Embiid was a little gassed. He's not 100% right just yet with that knee. And at times he was kind of bending over, laboring, rubbing on that knee as well. You go in there, you win a tough road game, but you've been better on the road this season than you have at home anyways. And that, at the very least, you get in that first round the New York Knicks, who you match up well against. It would be a tough series, all right? We can poke fun at the New York Knicks all we want, but hey, credit them, man. They went and they said, oh, Bucks, you're afraid of the 2 seed? You're tanking to avoid the 2 seed? Oh, Cleveland, you're tanking to avoid the 2 seed? You know what? Bleep it. We'll go, we'll take it, and we'll prove that we want that smoke. We're not afraid of going up against anybody. And whether or not they're good enough to get out of the East, I don't know. But we all know Miami would have preferred to play New York, especially without Jimmy Butler. If you get Terry Rozier back, your offensive production, I think it can survive to win a series against New York just based on the play style there. But, gentlemen, this is what happens when you lose a lot of games in the regular season that you shouldn't have lost in the regular season. We look back at that Washington home loss. There was a game this season, talking about the Chicago Bulls tomorrow, early November, where the Heat opened up the game up 22-1. Think about that. They were up 22-1 to start the game, and they ended up losing in Chicago. And then you lose the three biggest games of the season. You only finished your home record 3 games above 500 on your home floor. I mean, that's just not good enough. You're playing with fire, putting yourself in this situation time and time again. Had the Heat just won 2 more regular season games, they would have been a 5 or a 6 seed. They would have avoided this entire situation. They would have gotten 5 days off prior to starting the playoffs on Saturday. And Jimmy Butler wouldn't have been in this game with a possibility of getting hurt. And I mean, that's what you're looking at here. So, as unfortunate as last night was, you credit the Heat for playing a great first half. They got a bit unlucky with the Jimmy injury. There's no doubt about it. This is who they've been all season long, a below 500 record against playoff teams. And again, just haven't been able to win those late game situations. This is the situation they put themselves in. And Coach Spo's always saying, hey, we'll do it the hard way. Well, this is literally the absolute hardest possible way to do it, where now you have to beat the Chicago Bulls again for the second straight season in the second play-in tournament on your home floor. The Bulls look much improved. They're going to be without Alex Caruso, it looks like, tomorrow as well. But even if you get through that game, yeah, man, you're going up against the buzzsaw. The Boston Celtics, what they did in the regular season, it was one of the most historic regular seasons from any team in quite some time. That's going to be a tough situation. But I will say, all right, because I know you're going to get a lot of this on the text line today. I've seen a lot of it on Heat Twitter today already, this early, where people are going to say, well, just blow the game, all right? Tank the game. You get a better draft position, and there's no point because you're going to go and you're going to get swept by the Boston Celtics without Jimmy Butler. Yeah. You're going to get a lot of that, all right? I can promise you one thing. The Miami Heat are not going to approach that game we don't have a chance, so what's the point? All right, you're just not, because, hey, what happened last year against the Milwaukee Bucks? Giannis Antetokounmpo gets hurt in the first game, and he ends up missing game two, and the Miami Heat were able to take advantage of that. So it's the NBA, man. Stuff happens. You never know. Do I like the Heat's chances going into Boston against that team, especially without Jimmy Butler? No. Nobody likes those chances. And the Heat last year, I think they were given a 3% chance to win that series against Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. I can't wait to see what the percentages
still
are
rather
be
play
from ESPN this year.
You still rather play those games, man. I'd rather play those games than sit at home. Alex, I appreciate the time, man. You'll have a broadcast at least on Friday with Jax right here on WQAM. So we'll have more Heat basketball as the Heat and Bulls on Friday, 7 o'clock at the Kaseya Center, and we will be listening this afternoon. By the way, you, Hawk, and Channing, to see if you guys can give us an update on Jimmy here after that MRI and see what's what. But I don't know, man. I saw the news on Zion that he's done for like at least a few weeks, and you see that, and it's like, boy, that's I don't know. I guess one thing doesn't have anything to do with the other, but I just feel like the news on Jimmy is probably not going to be ideal.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. You know, you're right. You said it to start the interview. Felt like a gut punch yesterday. The biggest gut punch wasn't losing. It was the fact that you're probably going to be without mm-hmm. playoff Jimmy. Hey, I've been listening to you guys, man, every morning. Omar, you're carrying
that.
Hollywood, man. Way to do it.
Oh, stop it. But I listen, I say it to you privately, and I want to say it to you on air. I'm so proud of you and the growth that you've done. I listened to you post-game all last night, by the way. Just
so you're
going to
kiss his ass now that he said something nice about you?
No. I meant to do this at the beginning of the intro. Okay. I'm just saying. You just saw all in your feelings.
You know what, Alex? I listened to you on the pregame last night. I didn't care for it, to be quite honest with you.
That's fair.
Have a good show today, buddy. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Right.
Later.
Alex Solana with us here on QAM. This Heat stuff is depressing, man.
Man,
oh,
it is.
God,
it
is it depressing.
Listen.
Oh,
you slamming the table?
I was like, so excited for last night's
you,
game.
You were just like, playoff Jimmy, waiting.
I thought he was
going
to drop 50. I thought I was, you know, I had something on those Hard Rock app.
Yeah,
like,
you just knew those idiots
23 and a half.
You just knew you were going to be taking money from Hard Rock.
Joke's on me. More to come here on QAM after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.